Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The U.S. government is scrambling to meet today's court-ordered deadline to reunite hundreds of children who are separated at the border from their parents. About 50% or so of those families have been reunited, but the government admits hundreds of families separated under President Trump's zero-tolerance policy won't be reunited anytime soon. Susan Reed is back with us. She is supervising attorney for the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center, which legally represents the immigrant children who were brought to our state. Susan, how many children came to Michigan, and how many have been reunited with their parents?
So of a little more than 50 separated children who came to Michigan through the federal foster care programs for unaccompanied children, we have a total of 9 remaining clients who are in Michigan, and they all do have reunification plans or are in situations where reunification is not viable at this time, and there's a couple of different reasons why that could be the case. But as you mentioned, we are the independent legal advocates for all of those children and are working to advance their interests every day going forward.
So we have Michigan at around 90% for reuniting kids with their parents. Nationally, it's only around 50%. Why the difference?
Michigan is different because in Michigan, every child has a legal advocate, which is the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center, our office. And because children are in a therapeutic foster care setting with appropriate staffing through Bethany Christian Services. And Bethany indeed has worked very hard from the day each child has arrived to identify parents, to track parents in detention, and to follow parents who've been released or deported. And that is not the case, from what I can tell, in the large border shelters. It is not the case with every service provider. But I can certainly say that we have worked together very hard on keeping track of parents when the system was not set up to make that easy for us. And we have worked together with the foster care agency toward reunification for our clients.
Susan, of the children who are still here in Michigan, and you said there's several reasons, why are they still in Michigan?
So I can give you a couple of scenarios that exist within the population, again, without speaking about a specific case. One possible scenario is that, for example, a parent has already been deported and is now saying they don't want reunification because they want their child to be able to continue pursuing asylum or another form of relief. All of our clients are in deportation proceedings, but every child's case is different, and so the child may still have a viable asylum claim. Asylum is more and more difficult every day, particularly because there have been decisions that target Central American asylum seekers for exclusion from the asylum process. But truly, from the parent's perspective, the parent may be saying, I cannot provide a life or safety for my child, so do not reunify my child with me here. You know, please continue pursuing safety and freedom for my child, even if it means we will be separated.
Of those 40-some children who were reunited with their families, do we have any idea how many of those reunited families were then deported?
None of the families of our clients who have been reunited in the U.S. have been deported following reunification. All of the families with ongoing immigration cases in the U.S. have been released from custody, which is a great outcome. We have 2 clients who are detained in family detention in Texas following reunification with their detained parents. Those are the children whose parents had already been ordered removed. And looking at the coercive nature of those parents basically having agreed to their removal orders in most of the cases nationally because they believed they had to get their children back, that is at issue and will continue to be litigated.
You're seeing these children, Susan Reed, as the weeks wear on, between living in this new place, this strange new place of Michigan, and being separated from their parents. How's that affecting them?
It's incredibly traumatic. I had a moment, Cindy, a few weeks ago where I was working very hard under a deadline on a piece of writing, and my colleague, our wonderful legal assistant and program coordinator, Camila Trefts, was meeting with some of our youngest clients. And throughout the day, so many tears were being shed that I had to put in earplugs to finish the work that I was doing for some of our other clients just to get through it. You know, foster parents and mental health professionals through Bethany can tell you that in the day-to-day contact they have with these children, it has been absolutely devastating. And it doesn't end with reunification.
Go ahead. What happens after that? What's your biggest worry for these children?
Well, I mean, obviously, like, the trauma of separation has a lot of potential ongoing psychological consequences, including depression, anxiety, feelings of shame, feelings of abandonment. I'm not a mental health professional, but because we strive to be trauma-informed, you know, trauma is re-experienced, especially trauma that's experienced by a young child. And, you know, many of these children will have no access to ongoing supportive services to address this, particularly children who've been repatriated abroad with parents who were deported, or children who are not ultimately granted relief in our immigration system, which, as I mentioned, is certainly a more and more likely outcome as this administration restricts and restricts and restricts legal eligibility for asylum. So we're very concerned for our clients, and we are looking to any resources that they may be available for. Nationally, Lutheran Immigrant and Refugee Services is providing some ongoing services to released families who are in this situation, and that's a step in the right direction.
Susan Reed, supervising attorney for the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center. Susan, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Cindy.